Okay, our friends. So today we're reading a story called Puff the Magic Dragon.
Can you read it as a story instead of singing?
Yeah, absolutely. It is a song. I think Peter, Paul, and Mary is the artist that you can find who sang this song. It was written by a guy named Peter Yarrow and Lenny Lipton. The paintings here are by Eric Pubaret, and it's a beautiful song, but it actually does have a really beautiful story to it as well. So buckle up, you guys. We're going to read it. We're going to read it as a story. Puff the Magic Dragon is read today by Mommy and...
Ooty,
ooty, oofy, poofy, doofy.
Oofy, poofy, oofy, doofy, oofy, poofy.
Wow, there's a lot of oofies. Well, I'm glad you're with me, Oofy. I'm going to call you that for short.
People also call me Puff.
Puff? Oh, you're going to love your story then.
Cause... Puff the baby marshmallow.
Puff
the... Puff the baby marshmallow puffin.
I love marshmallows. All right. Here we go, you guys. Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honali. Let's explain what's going on in the pictures. So in the picture, we can see the dragon, and he has a little boy with him, right? Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal, Puff, and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Do you know what sealing wax is?
Mm-mm.
I didn't think you did. Okay, so it has the word sealing in it, which may make you think of the thing that's above you in your house, mm-hmm. but it's not that kind of sealing. It's spelled differently. It has to do...
Sealing as in, like... Say your wall's broken and you use sealing wax to seal it up.
Exactly. Only this particular thing, sealing wax, is used on letters. You see, a long time ago, people used to send letters to one another instead of texts or emails.
Mm-hmm.
And to make sure that no one would open it.
On there that you lick.
Well, before you could have residue that you would lick and stick, before it would be self-adhesives, before it became sticky all on its own, to keep the letter from being bothered by someone else, they would put a sticky wax on it and seal it with a stamp. It's a lot of information, but now you know. Mm-hmm. It was a long time ago. Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honali. And we can see Jackie Paper with his things. Mm-hmm. Jackie Paper is the little boy. And he and Puff, looks like they're having a wonderful time together. Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honali.
Keep saying that.
Says it twice. Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sail. Jackie kept a lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. So in this picture we can see that...
they are on a boat.
Mm-hmm, that Jackie is riding on top of Puff's tail and they are flying over the ocean.
And there are some dolphins in the water.
Noble kings and princes would bow whenever they came. Mm-hmm.
And there's a king.
In this picture, we can see...
King.
A king. That there is a prince and Jackie and Puff are at the king's castle. Pirate ships would lower their flag when Puff roared out his name. Sounds like he was a mighty dragon, hmm?
Mm-hmm. And here,
mm-hmm.
they are looking on a pirate ship,
mm-hmm.
and there are pirates bowing and say stuff.
Mm-hmm. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolee. Then we can see Jackie and Puffer playing. And it says it again. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked. Do you know what that means? What does it mean to frolic? Oh, I'm so glad I know. And you, I can tell you now. Are you ready? It means that they would dance and run and play and skip and hop and play in the autumn mists. A dragon lives forever, but not so little girls and boys. Painted wings and giant's rings make way for other toys. And one gray night, it happened. Jackie Paper came no more. And Puff, that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar.
And then now,
in this picture,
alone, you can barely see Jackie.
Yeah, in this picture, we see Jackie leaving.
Why do you think he left?
I can tell you why he left.
Why?
Because I think that the land of Honolee is an imaginary land. And here's the truth, the sad truth, is that sometimes when grown-ups grow up, they can't find their way back to imagination land. They're focused on taxes and that document that's due to HR and the...
Uh-oh. And the... And they need a new phone, and it's a whole thing about AT&T.
Exactly. You know it well. And so because of those things, it makes it hard to go back to the land of Honolee.
On the next page, what do we see?
His head was bent in sorrow. Green scales fell like rain. Puff no longer went to play along the cherry lane. Without his lifelong friend, Puff could not be brave. So Puff, that mighty dragon, sadly slipped into his cave. On the next page, we see how miserable Puff is.
And the pirate and all of the other people that we've met along the way come to see if they can cheer him up.
Mm-hmm. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolee. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolee.
And then on this next page, there's a girl.
Yep. This page, we can see that a new adventurer has found Puff. She sees him for the very first time and he looks up at her, and I think that's the happiest I've ever seen him look.
In a whole
book? Now he is happy with this new little girl. I think that's Jackie. I think that's her dad, the little girl's dad, is Jackie Paper. And he's looking over and he sees his daughter has found his best friend, Puff. So it actually has a very happy ending, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that, our friends, is...
The end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.